following is a previously broadcast program.
Brush is an electric toothbrush that will change the way you think about brushing your teeth. With powerful sonic technology and ultra-gentle bristles, the Brush redefines what it means to have super clean teeth. It's like that feeling when you just leave the dentist's, a fresh, whole mouthful clean every single day. Our listeners get 15% off their total purchase with code POD15. Follow the link in the show notes and enter code POD15 to get your exclusive discount and upgrade your oral care routine.
In your region or a neighboring region is red. To curb the spread of COVID-19, gatherings with family and friends in private homes and yards are prohibited. Travel between regions should be avoided, and traveling to yellow zones is forbidden. It's forbidden to leave your home between 8 p.m. and 5 a.m. Visit quebec.ca/coronavirus to learn more about the other measures in place. Follow all the rules, all the time, no exceptions. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
If my life is like a jigsaw, with the pieces out of place, come on over.
You are listening to, 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 you are listening to,
on CKK.
Only you can see me down. And if you think I need you, come on over, bring your love around. Only you.
Fantastic and groovy morning to you, beautiful souls. You are listening to this. This is Kachana. Vous écoutez a multilingual affair here on CKUT 90.3 FM with Ted Keys, your reggae fusion artist, lady who wears many wraps and colorful ones at that. A fantastic show lies ahead. We have amazing group of beautiful women and talented to boot, and they hail from different parts in terms of background. You've got Guyanese, Jamaican, Irish, and you've got I hope I'm not forgetting Trinidad and Tobago, all mixed with these ladies who were born here in Canada. I'm talking about the amazing emerging group Resolution. And you've got to hear their story. So we've got three of the six lovely ladies to talk with you later on in the show. On a un groupe incroyable, je dis ça pour le fait que elles ont commencé dans l'année 2017 et elles ont fait un tour avec l'artiste international de reggae, la reine Marcia Griffiths. Et elles ont partagé le scène avec beaucoup d'artistes aussi bien connus. Entonces, vamos a hablar dentro de poco, bueno, en la mitad del programa. Y vamos a hablar con tres mujeres del grupo Resolution, porque hay seis mujeres talentosas que tienen un don, ¿sabes? Más bien, vamos a estimular a la gente con la música, con mi vibración, como siempre, porque tenemos que vivir con mucho amor, con mucho, no sé qué, con todo lo que podemos para estar, como yo digo siempre, feliz. So big shout out to everybody out there across the world, across the universe, giving great thanks to my ancestors who continue to guide and protect me and continue to guide and protect you all here on CKUT 90.3 FM. Amma,
anything that you want till I got you.
Just let me cater your needs. It's the special feeling when I see you happy.
Girl, you're all that I need.
Let me switch it up one time till it's over. You can come by with my taco if you wanna.
How y'all feel out there?
Sending positive vibes along the way, because you know, there are some great crazy things going on, especially with a volcanic eruption in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. On a commencé avec Donny Come On Over remix avec P Wish, et après ça le Garifuna collectif Mangulu, et on je vous envoie beaucoup d'amour, beaucoup de courage, et juste pour avoir l'unité de réussir de cette situation horrible. Okay? So we're doing a little bit of honor for the lovely people over there in St. Vincent's based on the Garifuna. Alors, je vous envoie l'esprit courageux de nos ancêtres à vous. So, os mando el espíritu, la vibración buena de nuestros antepasados hasta vosotros. Ahí, sabes, para cuidarnos un poquito más, mejor. Alors, après ça, on a un Malali con Merúa, Elira Almeida, Chica, Mara Andrade, Terra Longi. And then we're going to feature Resolution Hold Vibes, Resolutions Tell Me Babylon, and move on to the interview. So keep it locked. Il faut se reposer un peu avec la musique. On va avoir l'interview super vamos a tener la entrevista dentro de poco, así que ánimo, escucha la música con buena vibración y mucho amor de Ama.
And this is Fresh. resolution. Yeah, yeah. Tell me, Babylon, when you have to go and do your neighbor wrong. And it's a happiness, that is why you come around with back of stress. Yeah. Tell me, Babylon, when you have to go and do your children wrong, 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 wrong. Yeah. You promise us pearls and roses, but you are the one who opposes. When you see your neighbor shine, you a growl. We don't know what make you want so far. You bring the flame, bring the vision. There's something unity, blind your vision. For all your children, victory and to succeed. The poison waters you try to lead. But I that on a righteous savior. But I that no go gain you no favor. Cheer and laugh when you see them in trouble. Like a serpent, you slither and slide, but you continue to destroy and divide. There's no need to make life so stressful. Why make your neighbor's journey so dreadful? Can be my foe and be my family. Can wish me peace and send me adversity. Cause of that unrageous behavior. Cause of that dog again.
Stasis Kachanda, Multilingual Affair. Vous écoutez Multilingual Affair here on CKUT 90.3 FM. We have three of six marvelous, gorgeous talents with us. Lovely ladies who started, 2017, I believe, and have just gone up, and they keep going up and keep going up. They have played in bands, in festivals, where they shared the stage with international acts such as Maxi Priest, Freddie McGregor, Sanchez, Romaine Virgo, and they did a tour with the international reggae queen herself, Marcia Griffith. And I love me some Marcia, man. No lie. Esa banda ha tocado en festivales de música donde compartieron escenario en actos internacionales como Maxi Priest, Freddie McGregor, como Baby Chan, y también Fantasia. Hicieron una gira también con la reina de reggae, Marcia Griffiths. Alors, on a un groupe qui a joué des festivals de musique. Ils ont commencé depuis l'année 2017. Et ils ont partagé la scène avec l'artiste comme Marcia Griffiths, et Sanchez, Freddie McGregor, et tout ça, et plus, j'imagine. Alors, je vous présente, os presento. I'd like for you to welcome the three beauties from Resolution. Yay! You guys have to, they can't hear you, they can't hear you.
What's up, everybody? How you feeling? What's good?
Yes, I want to hear some bonjour. I heard some bonjour, bonjour.
Bonjour, bonjour tout le monde.
Yes, I. All right, welcome. We have, I'm just going to say your names, Shem, Lickle and Chantel, correct? Mm-hmm. Yes, I thank you for joining us here on CKET in Montreal Toronto, Montreal, to the world, you don't know. I'm curious about how you began and you came together. So I'm going to start with Chantel because I believe it's something that's close to her heart from what I've read. If you could just introduce yourselves, each of you, when I get to you, I'll call your names and introduce yourself briefly. But tell me, how did this all begin? Chantel.
Hi, everybody. My name is Chantel, aka Cece. I am the band leader and bass player of Raysolution Men. That's RAYZALUTION. The name Raysolution, it comes from my father. His name was Ray, who was a prominent reggae musician. Unfortunately, he passed away due to cancer. So to honor him, I named the band Raysolution.
Wow, that's beautiful. Oh my, that's a lot. That's heavy and it's great. So I'm sure he's looking over you. Bless.
Yes.
All right. So when did you all decide to connect? You know, I find like there are great musicians, there are great artists out there. But how is it that you can gather six beautiful women and five black women to who are instrumental in performing and playing all these instruments together? Because I know it's not easy. So can you tell us as to how you connected? Lickle, let's start with you.
Okay, so I think it's really important that we look at the fact that it's a small world, and we really need to realize the importance of interconnectedness and not realizing who actually knows who. So this is just a quick reminder to everyone before you put out negative energy. You don't know who knows who and when it'll come back around to you. Mm. So that's the reason, disclaimer. So from my understanding, and C and Jem can kind of jump in case I'm wrong. I was actually one of the last members added out of the core that you're talking to today. So out of our version of Jem, myself, and C. C and Jem went to performing arts school together. So they had known each other previously, and I knew of an acquaintance of C's who told me about the band that was holding auditions. They were in the process of putting the group together, and they wanted to see, you know, the various talent that was in the GTA. And so they had casting calls, and I came out to audition for that. In terms of how the rest of the members came about, that's definitely for C to answer, because she's literally the brain, the omnipresence, the almightiness of Raysolution, and Jem and I are kind of like the hands and the feet, so to speak. But I believe that's how it started initially. There was kind of an after C had the interest to kind of put this all female group together, and kind of reached out to people who knew people who knew people, put out the casting call, auditions were had, and then the core member that you're speaking to today, we just bonded, we gelled, we clicked, and then from there, it just all continued to soar. So I don't know if C wants to chime in on that, but that's what I know. That's my little 2 cents fun that year, right
but
there.
But it's all right, you know, because we like to hear the third party, you know? Sometimes you want to hear it from a different perspective, you know, from other than the people who actually started it. You wonder, okay, where did it come from? All right, well, Jem hasn't said anything yet, and I'm curious about her voice. So how about you sort of chime in on that in terms of, like, your connectivity? Like, I love what you said, Lickle, in terms of, like, you need to know, you know, be open to who you speak with. This has always been my thing. I'm like a camouflage. I walk alone a lot, and so I enter certain places, and I've met the most amazing people just by chatting. And I never even knew. And some of them I'm even interviewing to this day, and I've met them, you know, somewhere. And just like you, you know, I'm a fan. And here I am with you. So it's give thanks, you know. Jem, let me go and talk and go to you, lovely. If you could introduce yourself for me, and I want you to tell us more, how is it being in such a wonderful group as this? How do you feel about being a part of this group? Go on, love.
Alors, je m'appelle Jem. Je parle l'anglais et le français aussi. Au Canada, j'ai appris le français depuis le quatrième année. Alors, dans l'université, j'ai continué les études aussi. Alors, aujourd'hui, je parle les deux.
Mais ça marche pour moi. Alors, parce qu'on peut faire un échange, ça marche tellement bien pour moi. Alors, tu peux me dire, en fait, juste pour faire une introduction à propos de toi et aussi comment tu te sens d'être dans un groupe comme ça, parce que je crois que ce groupe-là, il y a beaucoup de luminosité, il y a beaucoup d'énergie positive et talent. Alors,
pour moi, Reza Lucien, c'est une sororité, oui. Ce que je veux, ce que j'aime, j'adore l'énergie, parce que dans la musique, c'est une autre manière de l'énergie aussi. Et cette énergie, il court environ les personnes, les messages et toutes les choses comme ça. Et pour moi, j'adore la sororité entre les membres.
Oui.
Pour les trois ici, depuis 2017, nous sommes devenus plus et plus proches.
Oui.
Et avec les autres aussi. Et je pense que cette énergie que nous donnons se transmet aux autres aussi.
Aux autres, exactement. À l'audience, c'est les gens qui écoutent la musique. C'est ce que je me sentais. La première fois que je les ai vus, c'est parce que moi, je suis quelqu'un à propos de l'énergie positive. I'm always somebody who, even now, I've got goosebumps because I feel things and I feel energies, and it's so easy within 30 seconds. And I was just telling her that it's so important. She talks about the sorority that you've got and that connectedness, and I think it's so important. Alors, what instrument do you play, or can you introduce what your position is in the group?
Je suis clavieriste, chanteuse.
Alors, c'est ça. Okay. Alors, oui. Okay. So here you are. I want to talk about Marcia for a minute, yeah? Because I just love this queen, man. Can you share your experience for me? Let's go back to Chantel. Yeah, alors on va parler avec Chantel à propos de Marcia Griffiths et l'énergie que tu as senti. Quand tu étais avec elle, when you were with her, when you were performing, how did you feel?
It was such a great opportunity. It's really one of those opportunities that are given by God. We are so thankful for it. It was amazing to be chosen by someone so prominent in the reggae industry. Mm-hmm. One of the leading females who really made a name for herself during a time where maybe, you know, it's still a male-oriented industry, right? Or genre. So Marcia is really a great influence for us, and she was so wise, and she taught us so many things about the industry and how to navigate it as women. And she shared so many of her experiences, which were really grateful for. The energy was just amazing. Every city we went to was great.
Oh, wow. Channel for me that energy that you have. Can you think of a time where, and we're going to go to Michael, where it was a bad time? Because we never talk, you know, we always talk about great times, but we always have some negative things. And with negativity is always a learning lesson. That's how I see it. I don't believe in regrets. Can you think of something that happened that, you know, triggered, that wasn't really good? And how did you overcome it? Perhaps in a setting, or it could be personal too, because we're about upliftment.
Absolutely. I'm actually glad that you brought up that point, because a lot of times, where the day and age that we live in now, everyone is all about positivity and ain't no troubles going to knock on my door, and it's never going to rain on my parade, or if it rains, it's a light thing. I've learned from this experience actually with the band to embrace my lesser moments, my less than queenly moments, my less than imperial moments. I've learned to really embrace the fact that my good days outweigh my bad days, but my bad days help me to appreciate my good days. And I think one of the things that helped me to get through was, again, the sisterhood and the camaraderie, because I beat myself up a lot, because I don't think people fully understand the geniusness of Resolution. Those two, C and Jem, they're amazing, and I'm constantly learning from them. And there's days where with work or family circumstances, just knowing that they're there to support and to undergird not just the music but the friendship, mm-hmm. that means a lot. And I know that there's a lot that I contribute to the group too, but I think a lot of times we don't necessarily commend and uplift one another even when we're not feeling the best of ourselves. And that's something I've learned from Resolution. There are days when the girls are not having an amazing day, but they come in and they show up and they kill it at rehearsal. And that pushes me to do the same, not just in rehearsal, but in life. And I think if we can take those bad moments and realize that they're temporary, but they serve a greater purpose. And we have to, like, Tyler Perry once said, a lot of people like to eat chicken. Some people just prefer the meat. Some people don't like to chew on the bones. But what is for you is for you. And what's not, you put it aside, you discard it. And the bad days, we don't like them, but we have to pull from it and draw from it what we can, so that if someone else falls in the same position or goes through the same experience, we can take what we learned from it and be able to pass it on to them and uplift them and support them too. So that's how I feel about bad days and trying to learn to adjust and navigate on this journey called life. And music helps, being able to listen to different genres and different feels and different stylings that express the very same thing that I'm thinking, but it's someone from a different country, someone who doesn't speak the language that I speak, but I can feel what they're sharing in the music, and that's what helps me get through each day.
Can we get a hoo-hoo?
Hoo-hoo!
Yes, I had my face made up at the first time you were talking for the simple fact that you went, nobody realized the genius behind it. I'm like, what? Well, I know the genius behind it. I can see it. I can feel it. I can hear it.
Takis knows, and we're grateful.
No. But I believe a lot of people do, you know, give thanks for, because it shines and it shows. I just want to say that, all right? But I love the humility, but I like to give pats on the backs where they are deserved, and it shows.
I'm patting Gem on their backs too, okay?
Yes. Jam and Chantel and everybody. What are the names again? Wait a minute. We've got Chantel, Tansy, which is Jam, right? Inja, Little Bit, that's Lickle, Aria, Zenua, and Megan, who's got dogs. Am I good? Am I good? Penny did a great job. Let's mention Penny happens to be the manager, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. Jem, tell us a little bit about how you connected with Penny, because I met her too, and she's such a lovely soul. She's like the mother of all mothers, I think, and helps to help to guide and direct. So yeah, let's hit you up with that, Jem.
Yeah, well.
Are we tu vas parler en français ou en anglais comme tu veux, hein?
A little bit of both.
Yeah. Yeah.
So with Madam Penny Providence. I see her as my auntie. She has this wonderful sense of motherhood that she carries on with her while she's working with us. Like, all the time, she treats us like we are her blood-related family, which is great, you know?
How did you come out? ¿Cómo se conoce?
C'était comme... Elle est en relation? Alors, parce que je suis une amie de Sissi. J'ai rencontré la mère aussi, oui.
Ah, tu es là. Ok, so elle est la mère de Ceci. Ok, so Penny is Chantal's mom. So there's so much that's going on in terms of, like, not only family relations, but an interconnectivity that's beyond blood. And I sense that there's a spirituality. You know, I respect people for their choices. I'm ancestrally, spiritually uplifted. So not religious at all, just want to throw that out there. But I always appreciate love when people can reach out and find a way to be better. Jem, I'm going back to you. We talked about sad times and how to overcome difficulties, which is great. But I want to hear a happy time that stuck out in your mind. And why, you know, like the essence of the why. Why it made you so happy? And I know it's there, you know, at the top of your head.
I gotta think about it. It's like, again, like how Lickle had mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
It's like with, you know, the good times and the bad times. It's like the bad times, like the challenges that we encountered throughout the tour alongside Mrs. Marcia and whoever else. it's like, even through that, it made us appreciate more, you know, the opportunity and, you know, the success that we had accomplished throughout the tour, despite any given circumstances. Like narrowing down happy moments.
I just said when she speaks French with me.
c'est difficile de se rappeler de ces moments, mais l'expérience entière pour moi c'était très très excellent.
Alors c'est difficile pour choisir, c'est-à-dire je comprends, oui.
Parce que je regarde le tout et je me sens bien de ça.
Oui, c'est bon, ma belle. Alors, vous allez avoir un EP. You are planning, from what I gather, a little birdie told me, that there's an EP coming out. No? Yes?
Yep, it's on its way.
Yeah, I can't wait. So, one of the songs that we've played, and we will be playing a couple more of your songs, it's called Just Sunlight. And I find it's almost like a prayer. So any one of you, this is open, and each of you could comment on it, but you could comment on perhaps how it started, that this song came about, because as I mentioned to you, I'm not religious, but I appreciate, love everything that is uplifting, and that song reaches out to me like no other tomorrow. So anyone, the first thing that comes to your mind when Jazz Sunlight... Who wrote it?
The first thing that comes to my mind, to be honest, was when we were, we kind of put together this, don't want to call it a DIY, but it was like a personal reflection of video once we had done the demo of that song. And we actually were in Jamaica on the beach.
Right.
And we were just kind of filming little aspects of what we could apply to the song. And that was actually the first moment that I really took in the words of the song that were written. And it really just embodied now being in quarantine and realizing that how we truly miss and long for the sunshine, not just physically but metaphorically speaking, the brighter days. And it's not that they're gone, it's like when a cloud passes over the sun, it's dark for that moment and it's cold, but the sun is still there and the emphasis of the sun is still there. So I think when we were writing that song, realistically, this is my perspective of it, we were longing for Jamaican sunshine at the time, because it gets very cold in Canada, aka Toronto, excuse me, but it gets really, really cold. I know it's colder in like Montreal and Venice, I get that, but from what we experience, I can only talk from my experience, and it called out to no description. So I know for me, my standpoint was, I'm really looking forward to Caribbean sunshine. So the rest of the ladies, I don't know what their interpretation was, but my little piece of melanin needed some serious vitamin D from that side of the Caribbean. The same.
I agree. Great. Love it. Like, love it. Love it. You know, Chantal, how do you go about creating? So, and that's in general for the group. How does that go about?
Our process, we have different processes, but, it's really a collaborative effort
from
everybody, from writing lyrics to arranging music. We all gather. Sometimes we start as a jam session, and then at the end we have a song. The process is it's really a group effort.
Nice.
Yeah.
And Jam, il y a quelqu'un qui t'en a qui est une influence pour toi. Dans la musique, n'importe ou peut-être pas dans la musique, dans ce temps.
Je suis inspirée de tout. Il y a beaucoup de choses dans ma vie que j'avais expériencées ou les personnes que j'ai rencontrées qui m'inspirent. Il y a beaucoup des artistes aussi pour moi. J'écoute beaucoup de musique de différentes différents genres.
Mm-hmm. Et c'est noté.
Je tire de l'inspiration.
Mm. Ça c'est bon. Alors, when is the EP? Have you got a date set up, or is that just something happening in the future? Let us know. Also, because we're going to wrap things up, where we can find you, in fact, and just tell us a little bit about that. Chantal, back to you.
Okay. So we're hoping to release our first single in June.
Yay! Can we get a
woo-woo? Yay!
EP will come afterwards. You know, we continue to go in the studio and try to almost perfect it. Every time we get any creative ideas, we go back, we change. We want to make sure we're putting out something that we're comfortable with and that everyone will like, but something that is a reflection and representative of us. But our first single will be coming out in June.
Yay!
You can find us on all social media platforms at Rayzolution, RayZolution. And we have a few virtual shows coming up. We will be doing, our next one is Reggae Diva.
Woohoo! And when will that be? Have you got a date set for that?
Originally, it was supposed to air end of May, but due to the lockdown and the everything that's going on, everything's being pushed back.
Unpredictable, yeah.
Yes.
But so, there's a future date that they haven't announced yet.
Yes.
Okay, Reggae Diva. So we just have to look out for the name, Reggae Diva. And of course, keep me up to date as to the dates and so on, and be happy to promote it. All right? Muchas gracias, ha sido un placer. Merci beaucoup, c'était tellement un plaisir. Thank you. It truly has been a blessing, and I love the energy, I love the talent, I love the beauty. On a wall, on a beautiful. give thanks to you again, all right, here on CKET 90.3 FM.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Blessings.
Canada and abroad, sharing the message of love and unity with the world. 'Cause because we're in this together. No one is an island. And although times are hard, we must push on through. It's worth it. We will make it through the darkest night to Jah's sunlight. See ya.
Positivity.
It's short, and that's my cue to say it has been fantastic, another fantastic day. Big shout out to this wonderful group that I feel is just gonna go so many more places. Excellent talent and brain work and beauty to go with it. So, and you know, just gathering all this female energy and giving her that positive light. Man, love it. So big up to Resolution, muchas gracias. Merci beaucoup. Estamos escuchando la reina de reggae, Marcia Griffin, mi superstar dangling, porque a mí me encanta la voz. So we have Marcia Griffin's Dangling My Time, and we're going to finish off with Maxi Priest. Keep it locked. C'est tout pour nous aujourd'hui, alors c'est juste pour dire, ah, il faut continuer d'avoir la bonne vibration. Mais avant de partir, on devrait avoir le mot inspirant, las palabras inspiradoras, inspirational words. Only those who will risk going too far can possibly find out how far one can go. Solo aquellos que se arriesgan a ir demasiado lejos podrán descubrir hasta dónde se puede llegar. Solo ceux qui risquent d'aller trop loin peuvent découvrir jusqu'où on peut aller. T.S. Eliot. Big shout out to CKET fam. Beautiful people around the world once again. Spread the love, spread the light. This is also a radio show and podcast, so look out for A Multilingual Affair. AMA, all over the world, just look out for us on Spotify, Amazon, Apple, Verbal, 4TV Hub as well, which is an African media network. So yeah, just keep on supporting us, and thank you for your great support. And Takis is in the house. Until next time, be great and kind to yourself and to others. Hasta el próximo jueves. A tout à l'heure, à la prochaine jeudi. Ciao.
Greetings, this is Daniel 111 to write about now. You're rocking with a multilingual affair on CKUT 90.3 FM with Takis every Thursday morning from 6 to 7 a.m. Eastern Time. Got to keep it locked. Yeah, man, a positive vibration all around. Dangling.
Boom! Here's my time. My time to shine. No more delay now, waiting on the line. My time to shine. Must I combine? I works divine, devoted and committed to the African pride. Pagan shall not abide. Amongst I and I, free speech and equality, Africans' birthright. I, lyrically, physically, I will fight all enemies. I defend, I youths, I feminine, I roots, I brethren. Whoa, let them know. This are my year, this are my time. Mama, my time to shine. No more delay now, waiting on a line. Mama, my time to shine. This are my dear, my year, my time. Mama, my time to shine. No more delay now, waiting on a line. Mama, my time to shine. Negativity, I try stop, I success.
Blessed melanated rising, my people. I am so grateful. I'm grateful to life. I'm grateful to God, our creator, and to the ancestors for being present with us and for creating this opportunity for us to be able to be on here with you all this blessed morning. And I just ask that today's episode, let it just be fun for our listeners. Let it be uplifting and let it be very entertaining. Hotep, amen. And Ashe, blessing everybody.
Ashe, Ashe. Ashe, Ashe.
So guys, so last week, we were awesome. We were off last week, and then Gina was off like 2 weeks.
Oh, I didn't even know you were off last week.
We back in these streets. So first of all, Gina. Yeah. We can't do so many shows without you, Gina. You know how it is. just kidding. We could do the whole thing.
Wow.
It is what it is. So first, Gina, how was your time off and how was your week going?
Well, my time off was blessed. I went to Costa Rica and it was really, really nice. I'm gonna go back because I only found out like 2 days before it was time for me to leave that they actually have ayahuasca retreats there.
Yeah, and I was gonna ask you.
Had I known, because I thought it was only in Peru. So had I known, I would have done that. But now, like, there's straight flights from